From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The government says inflation was modest last month, even with higher gasoline prices. The Labor Department says consumer prices rose 0.2% from August, matching expectations. The Labor Department also reports new claims for unemployment benefits dropped last week, counter to expectations, to the lowest level since January. Last year, many analysts were predicting home foreclosures would peak and start to decline in 2009. But Rick Sharga of RealtyTrack, a company that monitors foreclosures, says they have continued to rise this year.
We'll clearly set a new record for foreclosure activity by the end of the year. We'll probably move past last year's numbers sometime in October.
Because of higher unemployment, more homeowners with traditional fixed-rate mortgages are now being forced into foreclosure, in addition to those with subprime adjustable-rate loans. Today, President Obama is scheduled to be in New Orleans for the first time since taking office. Eileen Fleming reports from member station WWNO.
The president is visiting a school in the Lower Ninth Ward, an area nearly wiped out by Hurricane Katrina 4 years ago. He'll then head to the University of New Orleans for a town hall forum, which the White House says will be his first opportunity to hear directly from residents. While most officials are pleased with the president's visit, some are saying it's not nearly long enough to judge the region's recovery. Two Republican critics slammed the president for not also touring the battered wetlands along the coast. In Mississippi, one official said he was greatly disappointed President Obama was skipping the state entirely. The White House says top-level officials traveling with him will get a more in-depth look at what still needs to be done. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
The Italian government is denying a report in the London Times that it paid substantial bribes to the Taliban to ensure security for Italian troops in an area of Afghanistan. Larry Miller has details from London.
The London Times claims Italy paid tens of thousands of dollars to Taliban commanders and warlords during 2008 and then did not inform the French, whose soldiers were replacing the Italians. The result was a Taliban ambush on the unprepared French that killed 10 of its soldiers. NATO and French officials refused to comment on the report, but Italian Prime Minister Berlusconi's office denies it. It claimed no payment to the Taliban was ever authorized or allowed. It went on to say that Italian soldiers were often attacked and one was killed. Italy's defense minister explained that local Afghans were benevolent to the Italians due to the behavior of its military, which he described as very different to that of other contingents. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
In Pakistan today, at least 25 people were killed in multiple terrorist attacks on police facilities. One of the attacks involved a car bombing. This is NPR News. The Federal Aviation Administration is proposing multi-million dollar fines against two airlines over lapses in maintenance. The FAA says U.S. Airways flew 8 planes without inspecting them for cracks on landing gear. And it says United Airlines used towels instead of caps on an oil pump, leading one plane to a forced landing because of low oil pressure. Rush Limbaugh's quest to be a National Football League team is over. A group interested in buying the St. Louis Rams has dropped Limbaugh, saying the right-leaning radio talk show host had generated too much controversy over the past few days. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Rush Limbaugh was going to be a limited partner in a group headed by Dave Checketts, who owns the St. Louis Blues of the National Hockey League. But a firestorm of protests from political activists and sports journalists and a negative reaction from the NFL commissioner prompted Checketts to drop Limbaugh, who's well known for his racially polarizing public comments. In a statement, Checketts said Limbaugh's involvement in the group had become, quote, a complication and a distraction, endangering our bid to keep the Rams in St. Louis. We've decided to move forward without him. End quote. The Rams still haven't announced whether they're actually for sale. One of Limbaugh's harshest critics, Reverend Al Sharpton, said the decision to drop Limbaugh was a moral victory for all Americans. On his radio show, Limbaugh said the controversy was about the ongoing effort by the left in this country to destroy conservatism. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Baseball's playoffs resume tonight as the National League Philadelphia Phillies will play the LA Dodgers in Los Angeles. The Phillies are World Series defending champs. American League play between the Los Angeles Angels and the New York Yankees starts tomorrow night in New York. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.